On January the 4th, 1964, history was made when Pope Paul VI began the first ever papal visit to the Holy Land. Lasting less than 2 days, the visit took the Pope to the main holy sites in Nazareth, Jerusalem, and Bethlehem, and included several important ecumenical meetings. Pope Paul's visit in that January of 1964 marked the first time that a Roman pontiff had ever travelled in a plane, and it was also the first time a reigning pope had left Italy in more than a century. The newspapers of that date hailed the announcement of Pope Paul's visit to the Holy Land as astonishing, saying he clearly wished to go beyond every historical precedent. On his arrival in Jordan at the start of his trip, the Pope stressed that his visit was purely pastoral and described it as a humble pilgrimage to the holy sites. Let's hear his first words on that visit, which were spoken in English, after he was welcomed at Amman Airport by King Hussein of Jordan, whose nation then controlled East Jerusalem before it was captured by Israel in the 1967 war.
Our visit is a spiritual one. A humble pilgrimage to the sacred places made holy by the birth, the life, the passion and death of Jesus Christ and by his glorious resurrection and ascension. At each of these venerable shrines we shall pray for the peace which Jesus left to his disciples, that peace which the world cannot give but which comes from the fulfillment of his commandment, to love one another as he loved us.
And that was the voice of Pope Paul VI, speaking his first words on the soil of the Holy Land. But what memories do people in Jerusalem and elsewhere have of that historic papal visit? Father Ignazio Mancini is a former Franciscan custos of the Holy Land and helped organise the 1964 papal visit there. He has no doubt about the groundbreaking importance of that pilgrimage.
I remember that event. It was a very great event and everybody was happy and glad to receive the Pope after St. Peter. It was the first visit of a Pope in Jerusalem. After that visit, we had several visits, but that one was immemorable. I remember all, and I have in my heart, and everybody here in Jerusalem remember that event as a great event. It was an event of the century.
Another person who has clear memories of that historic papal visit to Jerusalem in January 1964 is Youssef Nasrawi, a Palestinian Catholic who now works as a vice principal in a Jerusalem school run by the Franciscans. He was 18 years old at that time and was acting as a scout leader in Jerusalem. And he talks about the excitement it generated, especially among the Catholic community in the city.
When the Pope came, it was my first year as a teacher in Terrasanta High School. I was with the school scout group. The Pope was supposed to come from the Damascus Gate, no other way to enter the old city through the market to the Holy Sepulchre. And it was really a great event for us. People from all around the West Bank and the East Bank at that time, from Jordan, they came all, and the square was crowded with people. So I was with the scout, and my station was at the Schmidt Girls College near the Damascus Gate Square.
And so what were your feelings when this visit occurred and seeing the Pope?
Well, it was something unusual for us as Christians in the old city of Jerusalem. It was a big joy to see the Pope Paul VI coming to Jerusalem, and we all rushed the car when the car arrived to Damascus Gate, but the security were around and they forbid us from coming near the Pope. And we followed the Pope through the streets of the old city, through the souk, which is the market, until he was welcomed by the clergymen in the square of the Holy Sepulchre.
And how did the Palestinian Christians feel about this visit?
Of course, it was a lot of excitement. We were very happy. It was something unusual for us to see the head of the Catholic Christians all over the world coming to visit us. It was something strange for us, and it was a very rare experience, and we were very, very, very happy and excited. It was very cold at that day. I remember it was very cold, and we were all, the scouts were only wearing the shirts and the shorts, and we were shivering from cold, but the visit gave us warmth, you know. We didn't feel the cold anymore. When we saw the Pope coming, entering Jerusalem, we followed him all the way.
Was there interest also among the general population? Was it just really something for the Christian community?
Yes, also our brothers, the Muslims also were very happy because, you know, Jerusalem depends mainly on tourism, and this would encourage the Christian pilgrimage to the Holy Land and to Jerusalem in particular. And at that time, thousands of pilgrims and tourists came also to share with us this moment. So our brothers, the Muslims, were very happy because they depend mainly on tourism also. And tourism comes from the Christian. At that time, no Jews were allowed to come to Jerusalem, so they depended on the Christian tourism and pilgrims.
And what for you were some of the most significant, the most moving points of the papal visit, what he saw and did? I know he saw the main sites.
The significant part when he visited the sick man, he entered her house and gave her the blessing. And this was a great turn from the Pope.
Pope Paul VI's final engagement before leaving Jerusalem was a visit to the house of a sick man who was confined to his bed for many years. For security reasons, this visit was only announced at the last minute. A retired accountant, Isa Hannah Suda, is a Palestinian Catholic who lived in the same housing complex as the sick man, and thus was lucky enough to witness this papal visit at first hand. He begins by telling us how he learnt the news from his local parish priest just minutes before the Pope's arrival at his house, and didn't believe what the priest was telling him.
Yes. Father Cure Dominique Picky, yes, was our cure.
He was your priest?
Yes. He came to my house. When the father entered the house and told me that he visits you, the Pope, I never believed. After 10 minutes, the Pope was entering my house to visit the sick man. We have a big space down where I live, and the Pope was entering with some Jordanian bodyguards. It was so nice. I feel like I am a king. My neighbor put a cup of coffee and he drank it. And we, till now, we have the cup of coffee in the house.
And why did the Pope come to your neighbor's house?
A neighbor of mine named Mathia Nahas was in bed for 25 years. When the Pope entered to him and saw him, he kneeled near the bed and prayed, and he asked many things, the old people, but he cannot answer any question. I feel glad that he ended his visit in Jerusalem in my house. And then I put him a big loaf of bread with salt, and he cut a small piece and put salt on it and eat it. It was wonderful, and nobody believes that the Pope is in my house. I feel that I am lucky, and I have pictures of this, 3 pictures of the Pope while entering the house, and I was so glad meeting him in my area. It was very, very, very nice.
That was Isa Suda, a Palestinian Catholic in Jerusalem. And earlier you heard the voices of Youssef Nasrawi, another Palestinian Catholic from Jerusalem, and of Father Ignazio Mancini, the former Franciscan Custos of the Holy Land, who helped organize the papal visit.